Back on the Fast Lane across the Virginia Talk Radio Network and at Facebook Live. Welcome into the show if you're joining us there for the first time and you're catching the last 3 minutes or so across the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Went for my run this morning and listened to a handful of podcasts at double the speed. I don't generally listen to the Virginia Talk Radio Network when I'm running just because I'm looking for something that gets me out of the frame of mind where I'm totally working and having to be mindful of commercials, of which I'm listening to all the time, and certainly making sure our station sounds good and keeping up with everything else. And so I was listening to a handful of them earlier, and one of the ones that popped out was Brad Franklin, who's come on our show before, CavsCorner.com, and at Cavs underscore corner on Twitter, and they had their podcast. And a lot of it was just basically reliving the memory of Virginia's championship run, because today would be the day, the anniversary, it is the anniversary, but today was the one-year anniversary, or is the one-year anniversary of when Virginia fans were celebrating their national championship, because yesterday was the one-year anniversary of winning the championship. And it is intriguing to just look back on those particular runs. And if you're a Virginia, obviously the most memorable time as a Virginia sports fan was the championship run last year in men's basketball and how it was all led into it by losing to UMBC the season before, something that we touched on in our prior segment with Chris Canty, former Virginia defensive lineman in college football, went on to the NFL. The replay will be up shortly at the Fast Lane with Ed Lane podcast and VirginiaTalkRadioNetwork.com. But just the memory of last year's disappointing loss or 2 years ago to UMBC sticking in Virginia's head and into their players. But I really look at that three-game stretch toward the end, and it's the stretch that they rebroadcast on the radio network and that has been aired on other outlets, but that's the program-changing step for Virginia, and they had that particular moment of winning a championship. Virginia Tech, obviously, when you look at just defining moments for their athletic program, it's got to be the Michael Vick year. Certainly, you can look at 95, and TechSideline.com is doing a really good job of chronicling game by game, kind of a recap through the modern lens of that season. But it's the 1999 season. They've got an article up about the West Virginia game for Virginia Tech, and that's kind of that moment where you realize, okay, this team has a real chance to win a championship. But when you are trying for your first championship, that's what makes it so different. Like, I'm an Eagles fan, so it gave me memories of looking back to when Philly won their first championship, and I want to win another one, and I'd like to see them win another championship, and it'd be awesome if they became a dynasty the way some other NFL franchises have been, winning multiple championships. But I at least have that particular moment myself to which I can cling and enjoy and look back on fondly. By the way, as an Eagles fan, I think Fox or FS1 is going to be rebroadcasting the 2010 comeback at the Meadowlands against the Giants when DeSean Jackson returned a punt for a touchdown at the last play of the game. Just those moments when you have not won a championship or it's been so long since you've won one, that's what makes you cherish those particular moments more than you do if you're in a program. And I got a buddy of mine who's a big Alabama fan, and I've got another one, and she's a big Clemson fan. And Clemson, their success is very recent, but Alabama's dates back a decade. And at some point, you almost take it for granted, and you have to remember what it's like and the joy of winning it for the first time. LSU's another example. I've got a number of friends that fit into that category as well. We're going to sign off on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Be back tomorrow afternoon, 5 to 6. And we will continue on Facebook Live for a little bit longer. A couple of other just fun things to get to here. I don't know if it'll be fun for me in like months from now, but fun things that we're going to at least touch on in our Victory Lane segment here on the Fast Lane. And you're welcome to weigh in. We don't really respond to commentary during these segments, but we'll do more of them. We can also get to them in the 550 fan feedback portion of our show, which is at the end of our Fast Lane show. And we can do that tomorrow, 5 to 6, by asking your connected device, stream CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg, the CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app, and of course, 93.3 FM, 1320 AM in Lynchburg, and 730 AM in Gretna. But you know, we can get to your feedback then, and I always enjoy the dialogue and appreciate people that chime in and share their thoughts. Two things that popped out to me. So you may know this by now. I am the designated grocery store goer in my particular household, and I am fully convinced that you know, if you were to put the odds on this, I actually don't think that my wife and I will have kids or divorce papers in our, you know, purview 9 months from now. But if I had to say which one's more likely, I continue to maintain that it's going to be divorce papers in our particular house. And it's probably going to be because, shocking, you can kind of gather this based on my high-strung approach, but it'll be because of me and the fact that I am the one that ultimately is causing this in our particular house. So I go to the grocery store today, and my wife wants to make a strawberry cake for Easter. And normally, her daughter, Sally Reeves, and her daughter's boyfriend, Brian, come down from Northern Virginia. Or, you know, we'll get together if it's not on Masters weekend. And this would have been Masters weekend, so I don't think we would have seen them anyway. Because my wife's daughter, Sally Reeves, has a tradition with her granddad, my wife's dad, of watching the Masters with him. Big golf fan. Loves watching golf. And so they get together for the Masters each weekend. And obviously, you know, Lord willing, they'll be able to do that in November. But of course, the whole sports schedule is up in the air. But my wife still likes the holiday. She loves, you know, making them special occasions, special events. You know, I enjoy the family time together. I enjoy, you know, the food and the festivities. But, you know, I'm not a gift-receiving kind of guy. Things don't really matter to me, and if it does, usually it relates to either my job and profession or running, and usually if I want it, I just go get it. I know that kills the spirit of giving, and I get that, blah, 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 but, you know, the other thing is the food element, and so we like to put meals together. My wife and I enjoy cooking together. Well, I have been the designated grocery store goer in our household, and there's just certain things that crack me up about the process, because normally we go together and we take the kids and we push them around in the stroller. And obviously, none of that's really feasible right now. My wife's trying to stay away from the grocery store because, you know, we want to minimize the amount of time in our household where people are exposed to others that could be transmitting germs. And, you know, in the media, we're an essential service. So I go out to work daily. And most of the time, it's house to work. Maybe I'll go to a park or a parking lot where I can walk around and make sales calls and all that. But I do go to the grocery store and I make other trips that are deemed, and I get this, I'm not joking about this part, essential services. So we'll go to the grocery store. Well, my wife has given me a list of things to get at the grocery store. And fortunately, you know, we've checked a lot of them off the box previously. Toilet paper, paper towels. We've, you know, got some cleaning supplies that we certainly need more. By the way, just by talking about it and bringing that up right now, it reminds me that I need shower cleaner. And yes, I am writing this down as I do this podcast, which is where my eyes just deviated. And yes, that's because, voila, we have this particular list. Things on one side, things on the other side right now. And I'll bring this back into the conversation in just a moment. And if you're listening at our podcast, you can find the video stream of this for, you know, your perspective at Fastlane Ed Lane on our Facebook page. But, you know, my wife sends me to the grocery store with these lists. So I go, and for the most part, I have a general idea of what we want and what we like to get. But there's certain requests that are special requests for her, or I have to be the bearer of bad news. Like, every single time we go to the grocery store, without fail, I have to be the bearer of bad news in some particular form or fashion, that they are out of something. Milk, chicken. Today, my wife wants to bake a cake, and she has a particular brand. She wants, and I'll show it with you right here, she wants Duncan Hines cake mix. That's what she wants, top item. Well, guess what? At the grocery store, they don't have that one. They have Pillsbury, and they had store brand. And so we have to settle, I'm going to use air quotes for this, for Pillsbury. Look, it all tastes good to me when I have it, and you all know that I don't have a lot of it, but I may have a slice here or there. So my wife wants to make this strawberry cake, and the whole way in which I'm going to the divorce court, not just the fact that I'm having these challenges right now, or I may be the reason we go to divorce court, let me rephrase it, it won't be her, it'll be me, is because of this, the lists and the trips to the grocery store, and just my general personality at times might be a little more high strung and can, you know, certainly grate on her last nerve sometimes. So we go to the grocery store and they don't have that there. But the real kicker of it all today, as far as the list in my future marital status, which clearly seems to be in jeopardy the more this continues to move, my mouth, and I keep running it, but there are other things that were on this particular list. And let me just zone in on a couple of them right now. One is this thing here, and you see right there, one 15-ounce package, frozen strawberries in syrup. Look, to me personally, that stuff, it's not my thing, but she's trying to make a recipe. But then I go down here as well, and you'll see one 10-ounce package, frozen strawberries in syrup. It took me forever to figure out that it really was just getting two different containers of 15-ounce packages of frozen strawberries in syrup. Because I saw it in two lines, and I'm sitting there going, like, what are we doing here with two separate lines? Why can't we just put it on the list, and instead of saying one 15-ounce package, say two 15-ounce packages? And sometimes this goes back to the whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing. That's probably where it is. And so it's just, look, it's how we're wired. You know, there are little things like this where you have to work through. But, you know, I got on the horn with her. Actually, I texted her, and I'm like, what in the world are you talking about here? This list makes no sense to me. Well, obviously, predictably, that didn't go over very well. Who could have ever thought that? And then, you know, my wife decides to call me. Well, I'm trying to get it wrapped up because I need to get back to the radio station to take care of a couple of things so that we could get ready for the fast lane because it was late afternoon. And my brain was fried. And I got to the point where it would be more productive to do that than it would be to call on clients. And so I just needed a reset button. So sometimes I'll do that, come back, finish up work, call on people, take care of other tasks, and then continue to work afterwards. But I just needed my brain reset. Well, obviously, you think that's the case because of the way I reached out to my wife. But anyway, we had this kind of comment, and it's funny because she has these other lists that are on there, and here's the other one, and you may have seen this earlier, emergency, which I get it, you want the healthy option that's there. I got the probiotic one in the grocery store a couple of weeks ago. Apparently that's not what I'm supposed to be getting. Hey, I get it. You know, everybody has a body that reacts differently and responds positively to certain things. In emergency, the regular is what my wife responds to, so I'm trying to help her out there. This is the other one though. And I put this down there in a very snarky manner. Lysol wipes, ha, ha, ha. I wrote the ha, 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 not my wife, because that is a recurring request in our house to have Lysol wipes, because I went and got some from a grocery store in Roanoke the day, 4 weeks ago to the day, today, when it hit the fan in sports. Because the Wednesday night, of course, you had the NBA with Rudy Gobert testing positive for the coronavirus. And then I get out of a sales call, and I'm in a grocery store parking lot, and all of a sudden, one after the other, these college basketball conference tournaments gets canceled. So my wife, we got the little Find Friends app thing, knows that I'm there. Hey, can you run in, grab toilet paper? Can you grab paper towels? Can you grab, you know, the cleaning supplies? So I'm running in and grabbing it, and this is before they started putting a restriction on how many you can get, or social distancing was known, and everybody was just running like cats and dogs with no control over themselves, let out of the kennel into the grocery store to get all this stuff. So I go in and grab it, and we're fortunate that we have some of that left over, but my wife wants to be precautionary. I don't fault her for that at all, certainly not in this day and age. But you know, Lysol wipes are on the list, and you know, it's like every time I go into a grocery store, nope, they don't have them. We'll have to try again. So it is the recurring item that's on the list when it comes to the grocery store. Speaking of, by the way, we're going to finish up with this victory lane segment, although I may be getting my victory rejected in NASCAR terms. I may be failing inspection at the rate I'm going right now. But, you know, we'll finish up the victory lane segment shortly. But I got to go to the grocery store after this to grab a couple of items, as you see on the list. OJ, emergency, cleaning supplies, all the fun stuff that just seems to be in high demand these days. But the other thing that got me just, I don't know if you call it fuming, but maybe set me off in the grocery store before I got there with my wife. And this happens I don't know if it happens to you, but it happens to me constantly when I'm going to the grocery store. And like the employees, for the most part, you know, again, the bad ones stand out, but the majority of them are working hard. They're trying to stock shelves. They're trying to be mindful of social distancing and cleaning everything out. But the general public out there, I mean, maybe that's where I'm pulling my hair out. Maybe that's where the fuse just gets lit or just gets blown up. Because the amount of people that are either oblivious to social distancing, or you have to, you know, dip, dodge, spin, hurdle, stiff arm to try to get out of the way and prevent them from coming into your territory. You know, I mean, look, the NFL draft's 2 weeks from today. You could put a prospect in the grocery store and let them just practice all of these tricks that you need to go in the NFL, and you could figure out where they are in terms of their shape, and it might take the place of pro day workouts because you get experience with all of that in the grocery store. Because the amount of people that are just totally oblivious to either social distancing or trying to make sure that they are observant of people's space. And look, I'm not a saint when it comes to the store. Because in a lot of cases, and my wife's been great about being at the phone when I'm at the store, but I have to text her pictures. Do you want this? Do you want that? Here's proof they don't have this. What should we get in place of that? But then once I get it, I'm trying to get out of there because I want to be mindful of other people. And again, this is Mr. Crazy, high-strung, selfish dude you're dealing with, so being mindful is not always there for me. But some people, it's just this total obliviousness. Like, what are we doing stopping in the middle of aisles sometimes when you can pull off to one side or the other and allow people the chance to get through? And the thing that cracks me up the most about it is some of the people that are doing this are people that are either wearing gloves and or masks. So it's like they know what they need to be doing, and yet they're not actually practicing the right measures. Like, I know I got hair, and I'm going to be looking like Moses before this thing's all done because hair salons are all closed, so I get to go to Salon de Wife as opposed to an actual barber that can cut the hair. And look, I get we all have to make sacrifices and everything, but you know, I'm going to the grocery store, and this part is just there all the time. So what do I get to do now that we finish things off here on this Victory Lane podcast? But I get ready to go to the grocery store, which begs this other question, and it kind of went into my mind today, and I don't know if this is allowed or not, but I'd love it if it is, and you can certainly share your thoughts on whether I should do this or not. But rather than wearing the, you know, was it N95 masks, the ones that are, you know, surgically designed to protect your face and to protect you, I almost want to just go in there instead with like a ski mask or with a dog mask just to see what the reaction is for people. And if nothing else, they might part like the seas when I put that thing on in the store. And at that point, they realize, oh, it's about to get real up in here. And no, I'm not talking about hold up the convenience store, kind of get real. I'm talking about, I mean business, let's go ahead and take care of what we need to take care of and get the heck out of here as soon as possible. So should I? Should I not? Should I go online and just order a ski mask or a dog mask instead? I don't know. Seriously thinking about it. Weigh in with that. Weigh in with your experiences at the grocery store or where else you find people that are completely oblivious to social distancing or what can be done to responsibly during these crazy times. Share it with us here. You know how to get with us. Fastlane at Lane, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And of course, if you have other thoughts on anything we discussed when you listen back at the Fastlane with Ed Lane podcast, you know where to find us. Fastlane at Lane, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. In the meantime, stay tuned, and coming soon again, we'll have another Victory Lane segment, or at this point for me, it may be failed inspection segment.